Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer on this Tell It to Jesus Tuesday. Father, we come to you this morning. We are just so eternally grateful for your love, for your divine protection, for knowing that we always have the lines of communication to you because you told us to call on you and you will answer us. And so we thank you for that assurance, Lord, that we know that you hear each and every prayer that we put before you. Father, we thank and praise you for your word. You said your word is true, and we just thank you that there's life in your word. We thank you so much that we can come by here and take our seat in this telecommunication sanctuary and just sit on our virtual pew and hear our word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for providing the opportunity for us to do that. Father, you know what they both stand in need of. We ask that you bless indeed, that you just give a special touch to Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, as she continues to heal and continues to gain her strength. Father, we thank you for Mama Josie and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, as she continues to get settled as a result of her move. Lord, we just thank you for your bountiful blessings upon their lives. We thank you so much for the D.A. De Leon family, Artist International, Lord, and we know, God, that the company is blessed because they hear from you and no one else. And our voice is strange if they do not follow. Now, Lord, we thank you so much for our speaker. We know that we are going to have a word that has been already downloaded from the throne room of heaven. Father, we ask you bless our speaker mightily, that you bless their going out and their coming in. Whatever their hands touch, let it prosper, Lord, and let the words they give us not fall on deaf ears. But we will be not just hearers of the word, but doers because they have added to our lives. Now we ask that you increase them more and more, them and their household. And we give you praise, Lord. Now, Lord, we just bind that old Lucifer devil, knowing, Lord, that you have given us that authority to do so. Therefore, this call will go forth with clarity, and we will rejoice and share it with someone throughout the day. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Let's go out and just tell everything we need to tell Jesus, but particularly how much we love him and how much we want to do as according to the plans he has for us. And we want to fulfill those plans. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Kai. God bless you, my sister.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up and bombarding the heavens with that prayer. And again, I say good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded over 5 years ago on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we know as Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God is a God of order, we also know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. If you want to hear the replay for today's call only or the current day's call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085 with the screen access code 957-677-POUND. All messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of this call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And also while you're there, you can look at the prayer objectives. You can look and see the speaker's bios and get all sorts of information about the Master's Call. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word stored up in your belly from the Lord, a praise report, or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new MMC call, which was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and has now been turned over to a host of dynamic leaders throughout Artists International that keep us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. And that number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598#. Calling all Artists International distributors, the Artists International Project 5000 presentation call is lasting for 90 days, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 9 p.m. Pacific Time. That number is 712-432-1699, access code 857-150#. The next artist conference will be June 11 in Houston, Texas. Stay tuned and we'll get you more information. Now, I am going to move out of the way for this woman of God. Today's speaker is none other than Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-Pastor Lewis was born in Nevada, Las Vegas on August 1st to a single teenage mother. Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis seemed destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used for her good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At age 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in the church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 14, began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January of 2004 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, recover the backslider. Pastor LaVonna has over 12 years' experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Al Marie Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as the Anointed Tabernacle Assistant Pastors for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is an amazing woman of God. She loves the Lord. She is a mother. She is also a graduate of the University of Nevada, where she earned a master's degree in special education, magna cum laude. She is just continuing to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. We know that she has a Master's of Divinity with high distinction, and she is just a woman after God's own heart. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you so much. God bless you for a beautiful introduction. And good morning to everyone who is on this call, to all my father's children. We thank and praise God for you taking this time to get up this morning and get on this call and start your morning out with the Word of God. I am Pastor LaVonna Lewis, and I'm so excited and honored to be on this call to greet you. Today, I come to speak to you, and I want to encourage your hearts. And of course, we want to give honor to all that's due to my sisters. But I want to thank you being diligent. I want to thank you for being diligent. The hand of the diligent is who's going to rule. The person who continues, the person who trudges ahead, the person who will not quit. You know, it's difficult to stop somebody who refuses to quit. It's just you can't beat somebody who refuses to die. You can't kill someone who won't let you kill them. And the issue that we're having in our society and in our country is the enemy is trying so hard to just wear the saints out. He wants to make his people afraid. He wants us to be uncertain of our future. He wants us to just stress about it. But I said this morning when I got on the call and they asked, you know, how you do it, I told them I'm too blessed to be stressed. And so I want you to know that this morning, before I even go any further to the word, that you are too blessed to be stressed. The hearts of many, the Bible said, the love of many are going to wax cold, and the hearts are going to fail me in the latter days. And so what would cause things to happen that would make your heart fail, that would make your love grow cold? And it's the pressures of life. It's the very fact that the enemy is attacking your purpose. He's coming against your destiny. And so this morning, I want to speak a word of encouragement to you and for all who's listening. And I speak peace over your life now. And I command peace in your life now. And if you look at the scriptures, Philippians 4, 6 through 9 in particular, the first thing Paul begins to tell the people of Philippi is, do not be anxious about anything. That's the first thing he says. He starts it out by saying, look, don't be worried. Don't be overly excited. Don't be concerned. Don't be stressed out about anything. He said, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And what I loved about this is because as he's saying this, what he's saying to him is, look, don't be anxious, but he didn't just stop right there. He gave them the answer. If somebody's going to tell you to stop something, they ought to be able to tell you what to start instead. And so he told them, look, don't be anxious. Don't be overly excited. Don't trip. You know, I want you instead that to go to God with your petition. Go to God about everything and do it in prayer. Go to God in prayer and in petition, and not just in prayer and petition, but with thanksgiving. Well, now, it's strange that he would say that, because if they are coming, if they're being anxious, if they're upset, if they're stressed, obviously something is not right going on. So how can you tell me to go and be thankful when I'm in stress? Because Paul understood that the very antithesis to stress, the very thing that I need to combat stress with, is my praise. Paul had the revelation that said, look, I know you're stressed. I know things are going wrong. I know there's some things going on. As a matter of fact, myself, I'm in prison. I'm going through, you know, jail time myself for somebody, you know, a crime that I really shouldn't be serving time for. It really shouldn't be a crime. But let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm praising God anyway. And so he said, look, go with prayer, go with petition, and make your request known. He said, and have thanksgiving, of course. And he said, present your request to God. Let God know what you need. Let him know what you want. Now, why would you do that when God already knows? We say God knows everything. He already knows. Because I want to encourage you today, like, that when you tell God what's stressing you, when you talk to God about what's going on with you, it isn't so much that you need to inform God. It's because you need to speak out of your mouth the request and the thanksgiving and the praise in anticipation of it coming to pass. When you talk to God and you praise him and you glorify him and you say, look, even though I'm going through this, nobody wants you to deny what you're going through. But now that I'm going through this, God, I recognize and I realize that you are setting me up for a blessing. I recognize, God, that this situation right here is just an opportunity for you to show yourself strong. I would challenge you today for you to look at the situation that you're going through, look at the things that you're happening, and instead of being the woe is me, instead of whining, how about you start winning? Instead of complaining, how about you start writing down and preparing to come out of this and what God is about to do for you in this. I dare you to shout on top of what's trying to stress you out. Bless your name, God. He goes on to say, look, don't just do that, but he said, I want you to make your request known to God. And in 7, and this is where I really want to focus at, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, it's going to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I love when he says that, because look, he says, I'm telling you to do this because guess what? Prepare your mind for peace. Start speaking peace. Paul already had started speaking peace over the people in Philippi. He said, look, I'm going to talk to these Philippians. I'm going to let you know that I don't care what's going on with you. I don't care what your struggle is. I'm speaking that there's a peace that's about to come over you. And it's going to come over your heart. It's going to affect how you love. It's going to affect how you receive love, how you display love. And not just that, but it's going to affect your mind. It's going to affect how you think about things, what you feel about the situation, how you think about what's about to happen to you. It's about to come over you, and it's going to just cover over you like a warm blanket on a winter's day. And he said, look, I'm speaking this peace over you, and it's going to guard your heart and mind, and it's going to do it in Christ Jesus. It's going to do it in the anointing. It's going to do it in the power of God. And then he goes on in 8 and says, but finally, my brother, after I've said all of this, I'm telling you this, finally, my brother, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about that. Instead of thinking about what's going on, instead of thinking about everything that's going wrong, I double dog dare you to just sit down one day and start writing a list about everything going right. I read something, and I'm starting late. But it's a great idea, and I read somewhere where it says at the beginning of the year, starting January 1st, get a jar and write down every good thing that happens in that day, just on a slip of paper, and put it inside the jar. And so at the end of the year, you can reflect back. You know, you get ready to go back into the new year, how everybody reflects on how the past year was. Go back and open that jar and just start reading all of the good things. Because I'm telling you, sometimes the enemy wants to overshadow all the great stuff that happened to you by making you think about the things that happened poorly in your past. And so this is a good idea because it helps you just to reflect back. Now, I keep a journal. I haven't done the jar, but I keep a journal, and I put down the things that God, how God has blessed. And I promise you, sometimes you'll miss the small blessings, or what we consider small, because no blessing from God is small. But you'll miss the small things looking for the big ones. You'll mess around, and you'll look for the business to explode. You'll look for the new husband and wife to come. You'll look for the new child. You'll look for all those big, momentous occasions, and you'll miss the time that God bless you to not get hit by the car. You'll miss the time that your child came home and gave you a hug and a sweet smile. You'll miss the times. You'll miss the small ones. If you don't think about the stuff that's good and noble and right and excellent and praiseworthy, if you don't think about that stuff right there, you're going to focus on everything the enemy wants you to focus on. And I tell you, if he controls your mind, hear me, if he controls your thoughts, if he controls your mind, he going to be the captain of the ship. He going to steer your body. He going to steer which direction you go, because it's what you've been thinking about lately that's been driving your decision-making lately. My God, I'll say it again. What you've been thinking about lately is the reason you've been making the decisions you've been making lately. And you wonder, well, why am I choosing that? Why am I doing this? And why am I going there? Why am I acting like this? I want you to go back, and I'm telling you, if you go back and think about how you've been thinking lately, and what you think, listen, what you do starts with a thought. And so you got to control your behavior at the thought level. And so once you catch that thing at the thought level, and you start speaking better, because you can't have better till you see better. And you can't see better until you start speaking better. And so if you got a negative confession and everything out your mouth, you ever notice somebody that you just everything is out of their mouth? They like the, remember the, I don't know how many of you used to watch Sanford and Son, but I remember I used to watch it when I was a little girl. And on Sanford and Son, they had this lady, and she's always crying and weeping. And she'd go to these funerals just so she could be able to cry and weep. And nothing was ever positive. And so she was the most miserable person to be around. And you have to be careful that you don't fall into the category of that person. Because I'm telling you, where there's a weeper, where there's a whiner, you're going to find that there's not a winner. And it would be a shame that God ordained and called for you to win, but you're too busy whining. Now, trust me, everybody has some stuff that they're going through. But I just challenge you to just be like David. And David said, look, it was good that I was afflicted, because look, when I wasn't, I was stressing, I was straying, I was going this way. But look, the affliction taught me how to trust God. The affliction brought me back to my right mind. The affliction, it drove me, it built character, it gave me. Now look, I'm not saying that God wants you to suffer like all the time. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I want you to flip the script on the devil. That every time he wants to try to bring a fight to you, every time he wants to bring a situation, every time he wants to bring a stressor to your life, and trust me, I've had plenty that I could sit and just lose myself in my stress, lose myself in my struggle. But I'm challenging you that when you see this stuff, when things happen and arise in your life, that you would just do what Paul told the Philippians in chapter 4, that look, I want you to change your focus, change your mindset, change how you think about things. What's your perception of life? How are you seeing what you're going through? Because I'm telling you, how you see what you're going through, it's going to determine where you headed out after you come out of this. Because there is an after this. You have to remind yourself, there is an after this. And how I handle this situation here is going to determine my after this. And I don't know about y'all, but I got some stuff to pick up. The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. So I got some stuff laid up for me. And I'm not letting this little stress and stressor or this little struggle the enemy want to throw up to deter me, to take me off my focus, to distract me from what God is getting ready to set me up to get. My God, I could just shout right off that. Because right here, I'm telling you, Paul is letting them know. He said, look, I want you to think about those things. Because 9 says, because whatever you have learned, or received, or heard from me, and seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And that's what I want to let you all know. Whatever you heard on these calls, because it makes no sense to get up early every morning and dial the number and get up and introduce yourself and get on the call and everything, and hear all this good word, yet you still stressing and struggling. You got to put it into practice. You got to say, look, devil, I trust God, and I, even when I can't trace God, even when I don't know where he headed and what his plans are, because, look, his plans, all I know is I need to just know that his plans are good and they're not bad. All I need to know is he leads me into some good and he not leading me into nothing evil. You got to understand that the word here, anxious, in the Greek, it just simply means troubled with cares. He said, look, I don't want you troubled with cares. I don't want you upset about all of this. I want you to understand that I put something down deep inside of you, and there is nothing you ever have to worry about. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety, same thing, on him. Why? Because he cares. For you, John 14:1 said, don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. And whoever trusts in God, trust also in me. He wants you to have peace. So look, I speak this over your life. I speak peace over your life as you pray. I speak peace over your life as you walk throughout your day. I speak peace to guard your heart and your mind. I speak peace to strengthen you. And above all things, I pray the prayer of Romans 15:13, that may God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may flow and overflow with hope of the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, you are too stressed, too blessed to be stressed. Think on things that are noble, that are good, of good report, things that are excellent and praiseworthy, and watch things start turning around for you. In Jesus' name, thank you. Back to you. Be blessed.
Thank you, woman of God. I will be calling you back shortly for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time that we can come together on the Master's Call and just hear such an anointed and amazing word of God. We ask you right now to bless the woman of God, to touch her where she is, to help her keep her mind stayed on you so that she is not anxious, so that she can think on the things that you told us in Philippians, Lord. We just thank you right now because we know that you are increasing her territory. You are enlarging her territory. Everything she touches, oh, Heavenly Father, everything she touches, Let it increase a hundredfold. Pour back into her the virtue that she has poured out into us. We thank you for the two women of God who thought it not robbery, whose obedience founded this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you continue to lead and guide and direct their paths, O God. Father, do the exceeding and abundant according to the power that worketh in each of them. We ask that you continue to just keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. So we thank you for the Des De Leon family and Artists International, and we pray a special hedge of protection around the family. Lord, continue to give them utterance. Continue to give them direction for Artists International. And as they follow your direction, as they do your will with this company, Lord, let the increase be evident. Lord, we thank you for just being our all in all, keeping us in perfect peace, O God. As we continue to walk this thing out called life, according to your perfect will, we just ask you to continue to keep us, continue to be there with us step by step. And Lord, as we need to grow and learn and experience new things that are not always present, pleasant, give us the ability to walk through them in a way that is pleasing and honoring to you, so that when others see us, that you are glorified in all that we do. No matter what it looks like, feels like, smells like, tastes like, Lord, that you be glorified in all that we are and the way we present ourselves to others. Lord, as we continue to work our artist business, give us the words to say, to reach the people's hearts, to engage the people where they are. Lord, we thank you and we adore you because we know that only in you can we do these things? Can we do the exceeding and the abundant? Only in you can we think on these things, whatsoever is true and noble and just. We understand that without you, we could not continue to do these things. So we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. And we say thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, we just want to thank you for joining us this morning on the TMC call. And we know that immediately following this call is the new MMC call. And today is Teen Spirit Tuesday. And it is hosted by Manager Harold Helms. And that number is 641-715-3865. Access code 539-598-pound. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, we have the Artist International Project 5000 presentation call at 9 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Pacific, and that number is 712-432-1699, access code 857-150-pound. If you want to listen to today's message again, put it on social media, post it to your website, because this call was on point. That number is 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. We are so thankful that you all thought it not robbery to join us this morning, and we just love you with the love of the Lord. Pastor Lavana, can you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, ma'am. We bless the Lord and we bless God for peace. We bless the Lord that it is in time when we are unsure about the situation in our country. We're unsure about our election and presidency. We're sure about the next move. That one thing we can be sure about, and is that whoever is president, we don't know, but we do know who is king, and you'll reign forever. And, Lord, we thank you, God, that these words that we said on today, that they are written so that you'll know that the God of peace is with you not just simply peace, but the God of peace. And so, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are dwelling with us, and ultimately you want to be with us, and you want to dwell in us, and you want us to be holy and pure and right, and you don't want us to worry. You want us to trust you for everything. So, God, I thank you, and I ask that you continue to strengthen us, that we pray about everything in our life, that we'll meditate on your word, God, that finally we'll practice what it is that we preach, and we'll practice what it is that we hear preached to us. We'll do the things that you have called us to do, God. And, Father, we know there's a work, God, and every situation and everything that happened negative ain't negative. And, God, we thank you, God, that we flip the script and we see you in all that we do. And, Lord, we thank you, God, that as we leave this call, we leave in peace. As we walk throughout our day, we walk in peace. And in Jesus' name, we receive all that is right, all that is holy, all that is peaceful from you. And it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.